May the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, dear family. I'm under scrutiny with those who do not understand the simplicity of the early church, and I wanted to share with you what the Lord had to say. I asked him to help me and come to terms with that. Lord, I know that we're looked down upon as not being kosher with the institutional churches. Please help us to grasp your viewpoint on this. The Lord began, "It is not always those who are righteous in the eyes of men that I call to holy orders. It is the pure of heart that have no other motive than seeking, loving, and serving me. This will not be recognized by the worldly minded. They are looking for the validations from men. They are looking for correctness and status. Status in heaven is determined by purity of heart. Put a man or a woman through 6 years of seminary, and whatever purity of heart they began with will be buried underneath a ton of posturing to make it through to ordination. I don't work that way. I'm looking for the pure of heart, the innocent, the devout who seek me in spirit and in truth. One who seeks to please men can hardly measure up to that. It is the one who seeks only me that I approve. These souls are culled out of seminaries because they pose a threat to the liberal agenda. They are just too devoted to my word to function in the modern world. You not look at a man's stature to determine their suitableness to the calling. Look only upon the heart and how it has dominated the soul, living only for me and not at all for men or status. Claire, you will be hated by some and called a heretic, but then so was I. You have nothing to lose in my eyes and everything to gain by refusing to bow to the accolades of men. I understand, Lord, but please make me stronger. I will and I am. Other things are on my heart right now, like the deteriorating condition of your country, which is hosting many battles on different fronts. Because the enemy has laid deep foundations and groundwork for this move of global control, the younger generation is posing a threat to what I want to do. They're finishing up the fullness of teachings, preparing them for a global government. But I will touch them through revival, and they shall be set free. Understand, my dear one, things are conflicting on all fronts. Firefights beneath the earth and fights for dominance on the earth are at this time ferocious. There are many casualties, but my cause is coming through, even as through a life and death struggle. And speaking of underground firefights, this is me now. I wanted to share with you the latest information I had. So far, 750,000 trafficked children have been rescued from underground facilities. President Trump has mandated our armies to learn how to fight underground. They are encountering demon aliens who have only to lift a finger and a very powerful electric charge comes forth from them and kills the soldiers. Dear ones, please pray for these troops working underground, that they will be kept safe and destroy the forces they are up against. Please pray Psalm 91 over them. And they are rescuing these children, and as some of you know, demon aliens subsist on human flesh and blood. Jesus continued, "The linchpins are being removed." Here he's referring to the global leaders that have corrupted our country. Literally, a linchpin is the pin that goes through the axle of a wheel to keep it in place. But linchpin can be used to mean an important part of anything, the thing that holds it all together. If someone or something is indispensable, they're a linchpin. Take away the linchpin and everything falls apart. But here the Lord is saying that they have trainees in place to take the place of the linchpins. The linchpins are being removed, Jesus continued. Yet there are trained replacements ready to move into those vacancies. My people, your prayers are determining the course of this nation. When you drop to your knees and call out in agony over the evil that goes so deep in your nation, when you do that, my Father's hand moves to grant you more time, more grace, more mercy. Continue with this prayer each time you see or become aware through my Holy Spirit of the raging battle beneath the ground and cry out, O Father, more time, more grace, more mercy. He listens to your petitions and does release graces. I'm raising up children of my heart to minister at the altar. Their heart and commitment to me is what qualifies them. Lord, you keep giving us continual rapture readings. I have told you my time frame. However, keep in mind that I am not privy to the day or hour. Only my Father holds that information so close to his heart. He has given me some information, but the very day and hour remained hidden from me, my bride. Are you excited? Yes, I'm excited, but you know me, I want to finish my work. Just keep working, Claire, and keep watch. No man knows the hour, but if you obey me and keep watch, you will be ready. My darling Claire, I long to have you here with me in heaven, and you long to finish your appointed course, but I want you to remember, everything the Father does is done to perfection, and that includes timing. You were so unaware of the turmoil in the world in this moment. The scales continue to tip. One moment it is darkness, punishable by judgment. The next moment it is mercy. How are you to know these things? Stay close to me. Intimately connected to my heart, and you will be ready. Be ready and willing at any given moment to leave this place and be with me. If you hold that in your heart, there will be no hesitation. You cannot be here past the appointed time. It is not yours to stay for the tribulation. Rather, it is yours to be with me. However, you are laying the groundwork for those who will come after you, and there shall be a great army of souls who extol and live my mercy every day. They will have the heart necessary for my church to survive. The teachings I have entrusted to you will have a great bearing on their success. I am oh so tired of institutions, politics, riches, and all the corruption that goes with it. I am so ready to establish my church as a family, with a mother and father, in simplicity, with souls that long to dwell in my heart and have no other motive than to live for me. Men and their agendas get in the way of this. That is why their kingdom is falling. But my church will never fall. The remnant are those who love me with all their hearts and have learned to separate the precious from the vile. I rejoice in the day we can all be together once again, even as it was in heaven. Be united in one pure cause, serving the Father and raising up souls into the holy life I intended for them. I long with all my heart to see these pure souls rise up as one great army and restore the purity and holiness of my kingdom on earth. I am sending you souls with the same vision. Embrace them with your motherly love and lead them into the freedom of a true relationship with me, devoid of all human considerations. and these will be my living stones upon which I will rebuild my church from my heart as its foundation. I bless you now with the strength and courage to follow your appointed course while waiting for my coming.